last couple of weeks, we've been talking about being in rhythm with God, and the first week we really talked about how important that is, and how our relationship with God really depends on if we're in rhythm with Him, just like a song. And if we're not in rhythm with God, that's probably a main reason why. If you're looking at your life, and sometimes we look at our life and things in our life and go, man, this just isn't adding up. Why isn't this make sense? It might be because you're not in rhythm with God. In fact, it's probably a pretty good reason. And last week we talked about being in rhythm with ourselves, and mainly being happy with who God created us to be, and not discounting that, and being happy with that. And this week we're going to talk about being in rhythm with other people, to kind of finish this up. And the interesting thing about God is the thing that He's most passionate about, God, Jesus, the thing He's most passionate about is people. He's passionate about us. And He is that way because He created us to be that way. And we've all had times in our life where we've had an awkward, like, relationship moment, whether it's with a friend or with, someone that you're dating or whatever, where you get this, like, really weird moment of just, like, awkward silence, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. We've all really had that. And unfortunately, sometimes those things cause our relationships to sort of distance themselves from each other. And the thing is, in Genesis, God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So God actually created us to have relationships. He knew that we needed to have relationships. He created us that way on purpose. And when you're first born, you really can't take care of yourself, right? We're all, like, kind of helpless. We need somebody to change our diaper. We need somebody to do everything for us, from bathe ourselves to help us do everything. Some of us are still working on those things. Majority of us have figured that all out by now. And we needed, when we were real little and tiny, we need that relationship with our parents to help us through things. We need relationships with other people to help us through things, because we can't always take care of everything ourselves, because God created us all to be different, right? We're all good at different things. And having rhythm with other people and being in rhythm with other people, it sounds simple, but in fact, this is probably one of the hardest things, in my opinion, that God asks us to do as followers. It's hard to live out. As a follower of Christ, it's hard to live out being in rhythm with other people all the time. It really is. You can't hate someone at school and have a right relationship with God. You just can't. Those two things don't add up. We've all had a moment where somebody's, like, really hurt us or said something or did something that really hurt our feelings, whether maybe they were a friend at the time, and they did that to make you look weak and make them look strong. Right rhythm means being in right relationships with people and not hating people, okay? I'm not saying, I don't want you guys to hear from this. I guess let me say this right now before we go any further. I don't want you to hear from this that, like, we have to be best friends with everyone. That is not reality. That's not realistic, okay? That's not what I'm saying. We don't have to be best friends with everyone. But God does say that we need to be in rhythm with people, all right? We need to do our best to have at least right relationships with the people around us, okay? I'm not saying you got to be BFFs with everyone, all right? You don't have to get, like, charm necklaces together or whatever. But we've all hurt somebody else and made them feel terrible. When I was in school, that was one thing, as queer as this might sound, I was really good at that, all right? I was really good at slamming people verbally. I'm still kind of good at it. I heard that. And it's something honestly that I have to work on. The worst weapon God gave me was my mouth. All right, because dudes would come after me twice their size, and I could just make them cry by like things that I would say, and you know then they would like swing at me and stuff. But that's beside the point. But the thing is, that wasn't good. Okay, it wasn't good that I was good at that, and that I knew I was good at that. All right, and it's still not good that I'm good at that now, and know I'm good. I just confused myself, but you know what I'm saying. Jesus tells us that if we're going to be wholehearted followers of Him, okay, we've got to be in right relationships with people, and with everybody that's in our life. You hear the Bible talks about loving your enemies, okay, and we've all heard that. But we find, you know, as Christians, I think, we find ways to deal with, like, our disdain for people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we won't say anything to their face, but when we get together, you know, behind their back and stuff, we'll just, like, ream them, you know, and just let it all hang out. And you need somebody to vent to, okay? We all need that. But there's a difference here. We can't hate somebody and be in a right relationship with God. We just can't. Jesus teaches us, and the Bible teaches us, that murder is bad, right? We would all agree murder is bad. Murder. Right? Yeah, sorry. Just burst your bubble there. If you got your Bibles, turn to Matthew 5. And this is an interesting passage. Okay? And you're like, Jay, how'd you get from like not liking somebody to murder? Okay, I'll show you. Okay? Matthew 5, verse 21 and 22. This is Jesus talking. Jesus is teaching about anger here, all right, which is a lot of what we're talking about. He said, you've heard that our ancestors were told you must not murder, talking about the Ten Commandments. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. Verse 22 is Jesus says, but I say, if you are even angry with someone, you're subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Wow. Right? Yeah. I heard an aw snap from over here. That's pretty crazy. You might have a good reason for not liking someone. And I'm sure we all do. I'm sure we all can think of somebody right now that we just cannot stand. You just cannot tolerate them, and you're like, okay? But let's read on here a little bit. Because this is kind of a, this might be for some of you a God smack me in the face moment here, okay? Verse 23. So if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar, go and be reconciled to that person, then come and offer your sacrifice to God. All right, in a nutshell, what God is basically saying there is, I will not hear you until you make that right. If you've got a beef with someone and you've got something going on there that's more than just a, you know, he took a thing of Post-its from me or something, you know what I mean? I'm talking like a real beef with someone, you know? Like, they stole my apple from my lunchbox. If it's something, that's one thing, okay? But I'm talking like a real beef with somebody. God's saying, if you're my child, I'm not going to hear you until you make that right. That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough. Our relational, emotional, and spiritual lives are all connected in the same way that instruments are connected to a song. That's why we're calling this rhythm. If you cannot be in rhythm with other people, you're not going to be in rhythm with God. You're just not. It's going to spill over into everything else. If you got a fight going on between you and your mom, and there's something major going there, and you haven't talked in like 3 days or something like that, you need to make that right. According to Scripture, you need to make that right. One way or the other. You got to make that right, because God's saying your relationship with me is being affected by that. And it really is. Everything is connected. It creates isolation. It creates loneliness because you'll start to pull away, right? It's all connected. How we treat other people reflects on how we treat ourselves, doesn't it? Someone's bullying you, treating you bad. The problem's them, not you. You just happen to be there. The real problem that they have is with themselves. If they just go out of their way to make your life a living you-know-what, the problem is with them, not with you. As much as you might think it's with you, the problem is that they don't like them, just like we talked about last week. They don't like themselves. They obviously treat themselves bad, and they don't care about themselves. Staying in rhythm with other people comes down to power. What do you mean, power? Well, it might look like weakness, but it's really the opposite. Who has the power here? The power over, well, yeah, obviously, I mean, God does have the power, but I'm saying within that relationship, right? Yeah. Within that relationship, who has the most power? The person that's bullying or the person that can be forgiving? Who's the stronger there? The person that can be forgiving. Absolutely. Jesus calls us to be weak with one another. Going to somebody and asking for forgiveness, or maybe you're sitting here and you're realizing that maybe you've been treating someone that way and that you need to go to them and ask for forgiveness, that might seem like the weakest thing in the world. To either, number one, forgive somebody who's treating you like dirt that is probably just going to give you a toad when you forgive them anyway, the whole kill them with kindness sort of thing, because I know that's probably what you're thinking. Well, shoot, if I do that, they're probably just going to swing at me again sort of thing. But the thing is, who's the stronger person? The person that offers the forgiveness or the person that just keeps on being the bully? It sounds hard, but it's really a strength. Jesus looks at that as a strength. We need to look at that as a strength, as someone who can be forgiving and who can forgive. Jesus calls us to love our enemies. And again, that sounds like a really tough thing to do. But Jesus did the strongest thing anybody on this planet has ever done when he let himself get hung on a cross. He got beaten. He was stripped down naked and hung up on a cross in front of everybody that was his enemies. And he could have come down off that cross and wiped the floor with all of them. And he didn't, because he loved them, even though they hated him. He loved them. He loves every one of us in here. He did that for every one of you, for me, and even for those people that beat the living tar out of him and abused him and embarrassed him. I'm telling you right now, no one in here and no one on this planet has probably ever been as embarrassed, as humiliated, and as beaten as Jesus Christ was. That's strength. When you know you have the power to mop the floor with everybody that's doing that, and you sit there and let them do it, that's strength. Jesus loved his enemies. I don't have that kind of strength. You don't have that kind of strength. That's why we need him. But that's what we need to strive for. When we push ourselves down, God pushes up. Well, what do I mean by that? If you're pushing yourself up by bullying other people or being mean to somebody, and you've got a problem with somebody and you let them have it, you're pushing God down and you're pushing yourself up. When we push ourselves down, we push God up. That's when we're going to be in rhythm with God, is when we can let ourselves go down and let God come up. That's when we're going to be in rhythm with other people. So our connection point for the week is simply this. If we aren't in rhythm with others, we can't be in rhythm with God. If we're not in rhythm with others, we can't be in rhythm with God. It's as simple as that. We live in a world that's about power and manipulation and leaves people mad at everybody all the time, that there's always somebody who's got a problem with somebody else. Loving others is an act of loving God. if you're a follower of Christ and you love God, but you can't stand other people, there's a problem there. There's a problem there. You're not in rhythm. If you're lashing out at other people because of the pain in your life, I think you can break that cycle. Maybe now is the time to break that cycle. Getting in rhythm with other people is a step toward getting in rhythm with God. And that's what I hope that this helps you guys to do.